Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive. We're going to get in the Top 10 Wednesday. Next segment, 525 or so, Randy Griffiths from North High, my friend, the baseball coach there, and the journalism teacher. 540, Anthony Capra, although controversy brewing about that time slot.
What's going on?
I invited Rob Kuser, who is the first winner of the World Series of Faceoff and will participate in the Legends Tournament of the World Series of Faceoff. I invited him on at 5:40. Didn't hear from him by 4:15 or so. We've got Capra potentially available. We go to it. So at 4:16 and 4:18 and 4:21, Rob Kuser says yes. And then actually listening right now, sounds like you filled that spot. So what do we do? I told him to call at 5:40 anyway. We'll get Cap in at around 5:45.
Perfect.
And I haven't heard back. So we'd love to hear from Rob Kuser at 5:40.
Yes, I want to know about the first one because I didn't listen to the first one.
I don't really remember it either.
Well, you were still in diapers, so how could you remember that one? I mean, let's be honest. That was a long time ago for a guy like yourself.
It is. It's a very long time ago, but he's the first winner. I don't think he's played since.
What? He just won and retired.
That's it.
A smart man. I'll tell you what, I'll give him credit for that. Pack it in. Win, go out on top. See you later. Come back when the Legends in 2020. He probably had that all planned out. I'm actually very impressed with that.
I am too. I'm talking with
what are you doing over
there? I'm talking
there?
With an Eagles fan on Twitter.
Are you serious? We're doing a show. You don't need to talk to your Eagles fans on tweets and stuff on Twitter.
I feel like I do. We don't have much time for this top 10. We better get into it. Top 10 Wednesday.
We'll fire away.
I've got top 10 Bernie Mac movies, which is a 9 movie. I had to put his TV show in the because.
What TV show?
The Bernie Mac show.
No, I was kidding. That was actually a joke. That one was actually a joke.
Well, I don't know what you've seen.
No, a lot of time, 90% of the time when I'm asking the question, I really need to know the answer. But that one, I knew that one.
So we'll see where that falls on the list. We'll go back and forth. I'll do a Bernie Mac film. You'll do a Tom Hanks movie. And happy days. Away we go.
Sounds good.
Number 10 on my list of Bernie Mac movies. Maybe a better movie than some of these on the list, but he didn't play a huge role and not one he's necessarily known for. But Friday.
Friday? Never saw it.
You've never seen Friday?
No, I don't know.
Really?
No.
Absolutely iconic film.
Is it really?
For people in my generation. I guess you missed it by a year or two.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm not a millennial, so I must have just on the outside. But no, I haven't seen it.
You could rent it.
Is it good? What's it about? What happens?
It's about Ice Cube and Chris Tucker. Ice Cube gets fired on a Friday, basically. He doesn't go into work. And then his friend Chris Tucker says, I'm going to get you high today. You ain't got no job. You ain't got to do. And that's the movie.
Nice.
This is the adventures of two high people.
I like it.
It's great.
For a Friday. Yeah, now I get it now.
Don't watch it around the youngsters, but I highly encourage you to take a look at that film. Last time I saw it, probably a year or two ago. Still holds up.
Very
still
nice.
Good. Ice Cube and Chris Tucker. What's your number 10 Tom Hanks movie?
One of his original ones, Big. Did you ever see Big?
Of course I've seen Big.
Obviously, the iconic on the piano, playing it while they're dancing there.
Yep.
That was, growing up, that was one of the ones I watched. That was one of my favorites that I liked from Tom. So it falls at number 10.
Number 9 on my list of Bernie Mac films, Head of State, which he starred in with Chris Rock and stole the movie. He had the best lines when he was much funnier than Chris Rock in that movie, in my opinion. He comes up with the line about, you know, Nato Jacobs. Anyway, continue with number 9 on your Bernie Mac films, or on your Tom. I'm losing it on your Tom Hanks movies.
I went with the Da Vinci Code.
Okay.
Did you see those?
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see the first one that came out?
I haven't. There's been more than one.
There's three.
Really?
Yeah. The last one was it Angels and Demons was the last.
He's
one.
He's in all of those?
Yeah.
That's flown completely under the radar for me.
No, the first one was good. I like that stuff, the history and going over that little things and stuff like that. I enjoyed it. I liked the movie. I'm not saying I agreed with the Catholic aspect of things that went on, but I really did like that movie. I watch it a lot when it comes on.
Number 8 on my list of Bernie Mac movies, another one that he kind of stole in the later scenes at the casino, Ocean's 11.
Good movie.
Yeah, great movie. Unbelievable cast. Who
he's good in all of them.
To me, to you, Ocean's 11 is a Who movie. Is that a George Clooney movie to you? Is
it? You know what? You'd think when you first watch it, you'd think it would be a George Clooney movie. But I find that all the characters in that movie did such a good job. I wouldn't give it to one person. I wouldn't give it to Brad Pitt. I wouldn't give it to George Clooney. I wouldn't give it to Matt Damon.
Julia Roberts.
They all did such a good job.
Don Cheadle, I mean,
how good was he in that, too? I mean, I liked it, but
Carl Reiner? Elliot Gould? I mean, it's an unbelievable movie.
Cast was awesome, but it was great. But I'll agree with that one. Love that movie.
Okay, perfect. Number 8 for Tom Hanks.
Well, not really his movie. Well, I guess so. The Toy Stories.
Okay.
He's Woody.
Yeah, I'll give that. Oh, that's fine.
You gotta like that.
Beautiful pick.
I thought those were fantastic. They're fun. I still watch them with the kids every once in a while, even when they're on. I haven't seen the fourth one yet, but we just got Disney Plus, so that will be watched very soon.
Yeah, we tried to watch Hamilton on Disney Plus, but our streaming is just not good enough with the satellite internet way out in the middle of nowhere, and so we couldn't really watch it.
My wife and Avery watched it. Last weekend, they said it was awesome.
Yeah, let it pause for like 2 hours to load, and maybe got 7 or 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
Well, that stinks because then it would take you 3 days to watch it. Then
it really would. Not good.
It's not a short. It's not a short.
Almost
film.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Number 7 on my list of Bernie Mac movies. Guess Who?
Guess Who?
He starred in it with Ashton Kutcher, or kind of a modern day retelling of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, the Sidney Poitier movie, only reverse. I think that movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, white family having a black guest for dinner. This was a black family having a white guest, so a little different. And Bernie Mac's hilarious. Next.
Yeah, well, Bernie Mac's good.
He's
Let's be
great.
Honest. Bernie Mac is good.
Just lost him far too soon at the age of 50, probably in 2008, 2007.
Terrible. Awesome. Terrible. Lost a good one. Anyway, number 7, I got Castaway. He
Surprise.
Was very, very good in Castaway.
That won our Tom Hanks movies of the 21st century bracket. That bracket may be stopped because neither Bob nor I have the energy to continue it. But as far as movies made since the year 2000, that was number 1 on the Tom Hanks list.
Considering it was made in 2000, that's impressive.
Yeah, he's had 20 years to top it.
To watch a movie with one guy in it, basically the whole show, and still be engaged, fantastic. Good
really,
movie.
Really good movie. Great performance. Number 6, Bernie Mac movie for me, Life.
Life. I don't know if I saw Life.
Oh, if you haven't seen Life?
Which one's Life? What's that one about?
It's with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence where they're wrongly convicted and get sentenced to life in prison. And Bernie Mac's one of the inmates in the prison. And again, funny, cornbread. Yeah, that's a Bernie Mac movie, but I wanted to do Eddie Murphy today. I was thinking about him, but I haven't seen Boomerang, and
you haven't seen Boomerang? Boomerang's pretty funny.
And I haven't seen all of Come to America.
You haven't seen Coming to America?
Oh, So my list.
I wish I'd have done it now. Now that I start thinking about it, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, there's a lot of good
there's
ones.
A ton of movies. Man, we'll have to do this one again.
We will.
Yeah, we'll have to do this one again.
Number six for you on for Tom Hanks.
Turner and Hooch.
Oh.
Forgot about that one, didn't you?
That was one of the movies that came up yesterday. We were doing name three movies where the and then one of the categories was name three movies where the main character dies.
Oh.
That's sad.
That yeah.
I didn't mean it. Sorry.
It kind of crushed me. Yeah, that was disappointing.
I didn't mean to.
You had to go there with that.
Number five on Bernie Mac movies, not a movie, but the Bernie Mac show. Great. I'm so happy that he was able to get a sitcom because he was such a controversial, we'll say, stand-up comedian. But he softened his image as he moved about his life. And Kings of Comedy really helped and some of the other stuff that he did. So he got the Fox show and he really broke out. Number five for you, Tom Hanks.
Catch Me If You Can.
I don't think I've seen that.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken. I liked it. It's fun. About a guy. Do you know the story about it? The airlines and he
wasn't
pretends.
Wasn't he like a con man?
Yeah, it's just straight con man. Pretends to be a pilot. Flying around and all over the place. Cashing checks from one side to the other. Because he figured out that if you forge a check and cash it in California, it goes to New York, so it doesn't clear for 7 days, so no one would really find out anything about it by that time. Then he's a lawyer, pretends to be a lawyer, then takes the bar exam after studying for 24 hours and passes it. And
I'd need to watch that movie.
I enjoyed that movie. It was a good
one. I don't
one.
Think I've seen it. I haven't seen it. I'm thinking of that magician movie.
It's fun. It's kind of lighthearted, but it has a good story to it. I liked it.
All right, number four on my list of Bernie Mac movies. One that I don't think many people have seen. It was a movie that I think even got released after he died, but it's with Samuel L. Jackson, Soul Men. I think that's a hilarious movie.
They
used to be in a band together. The lead singer of the band died, so they're going back on tour after having not contacted or spoken to each other for 30 years, and just the adventures along the way. One of those on the road type of movies, but it's funny.
Good deal.
And he drops a lot of F-bombs, you shouldn't have a Bernie Mac movie if he's not dropping some F-bombs.
No, it wouldn't be the same.
It's just
Let's be honest. It just wouldn't be the same. That's why the kids don't need to be watching it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number four for you, for Tom Hanks.
Well, Saving Private Ryan.
We've
talked about that show a ton on, but great movie, does a good job in it, so it falls at number four for me, favorite.
I'm interested
Hanks
to
movies.
See your top three as we move along in this segment. Number three for Bernie Mac, Pride. Have you seen that?
No. Nope.
The swimming movie where he's the owner of a rec center where a coach comes in, a new like something, or he's the janitor, and the new owner of the rec center, or the leader, starts a swim team, and Bernie Mac very reluctantly at first, but ends up encouraging him. It's a really good movie. That one you can watch with your kids. I've watched it with my daughter, and it's a really good movie.
I need to see some of these because I do like Bernie Mac,
yes.
But I just have not seen some of those.
I'll give you my list.
Actually, I'll take it because I will watch a few of those.
I think you should. They're all good.
I know, like when I say I'm going to listen to music and I don't, I know I'm not going to do that. This, there's a good chance that I actually will sit down and watch a movie.
And I will try to watch Catch Me If You Can, if we can get our streaming situation ever figured out.
I think I still got it on VHS if you need it.
That might work. Number three on your list of Tom Hanks movies.
A League of Their Own.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
No, great cast. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell, Madonna, Gina Davis. I mean, it was great movie. Loved it. I thought he played a great drunken old baseball player that figured it out at
Based
the end.
Based on Jimmy Fox, I believe.
It was, I believe you are correct. It was great. Loved it. Watch it all the time, too, if it's on. Good movie.
Number two on my list of Bernie Mac movies is Mr. 3000. Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me you've seen that.
I have seen that.
Okay, yeah. I didn't really love it the first time I've watched it, but every time I've seen it since, I've liked it more and more.
Okay, well, then that makes sense. Because I watched it once, I didn't mind it, but I haven't really watched it again.
It gets better with age, I think.
Well, some movies do.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I'm not gonna argue that one whatsoever.
Number two, penultimate number of Tom Hanks movie for you.
The Green Mile.
Yeah. Everybody likes that movie.
You don't?
I walked out.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Why?
Because I just didn't like it. I don't know. It just hit me the wrong way. I saw it when I was in high school. It was a long time ago. But just when I watched it, didn't resonate with me.
You weren't old enough to understand, maybe.
Maybe that's it.
That could have been it.
I was with a young lady. We wanted to get out of there.
Here we go.
That's part of it.
Oh, that's what happened?
That's a little bit
of it. That's what you're going to tell everybody that's listening? Really? And you think they're all going to buy that?
Yeah, they should.
Well, I don't think most of them that listen most of the time are going to buy any of that. But it was worth a shot. So I'll give you credit
I gave it a shot.
I'll give you credit for throwing it out there. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Number one on my list of Bernie Mac movies. Obviously, anyone who knows me is going to know that number one is The Kings of Comedy. It's a movie. It's a performance of a stand-up comedy show with him and D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, my favorite comedian of all time, and Steve Harvey. But I've never laughed harder. So
good
that's
dudes
number
on
one.
That one.
Very great.
Some good guys on that one, absolutely.
And you're number one.
Forrest Gump. Got to go with the Gumper.
Yeah, pretty good list.
It's a pretty good list. I had to narrow some
down. I can't really complain about any of the movies you put on.
I left out Apollo 13,
Sleepless
Splash.
Sleepless
in Seattle I thought about.
Apollo 13's good.
I thought he did a good job in Philadelphia as well.
Absolutely. I just watched that movie a few weeks ago.
So there were a ton, but that's my list.
There you go.
And I'm very happy with it.
I approve. I'm going to give you my list of Bernie Mac movies. You can do with it what you need to do. We'll take a break right now. Randy Griffiths, this time for real, he will be on the show.
Are you positive?
I think so.
All right.
And we'll talk to him about the North High nickname. He was an athlete, an all-city baseball player twice for North High.
Good player.
He'll have some thoughts and opinions on this. Stay with us. It's The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.